like that. I'm guessing about the boundary line.
Okay, now where are the main offices of the big banks located?
The main offices of the big banks are located downtown.
What about the biggest, best stores? Are they there too?
No.
Where are they? A lot of them moved out.
I'd say the biggest stores are still downtown. Because they was there years ago, and they just kept building and modernizing them. But all of the people have moved out, and you have shopping centers. But they have to maintain the stores downtown. They just couldn't let them go.
Do people still go downtown to shop, ever?
Oh, yeah, sure, quite a few people do. But I'm sure that they probably work downtown, too. That's convenient to them.
They go on the lunch hour.
It's convenient to them because they're right in that area. But I think the average person sticks to his own locale.
Well, it has been like that.
Yeah. How about neighborhoods in Nashville that would be associated with particular racial groups? Do the whites live in one part and blacks in another part?
Well, it has been like that all the years that I've been here. Well, that's all my life. It's moving a little bit, but slow.
Well, what part do the blacks live in?
They stay in North Nashville and South Nashville.
So then the whites are east and west?
Right.
Are they divided up according to social class, any of the black neighborhoods? Do the rich blacks live in one part, or is it mixed?
The better class of blacks congregate in one section more or less. It's a little nicer section.
Does it have a name, that section?
No, not that I know of.
Is it just according to the streets?
According to the streets and the section.
Do you know the name of a street that... Where well-off blacks would live?
Well, some of the well-off blacks live off of Highway 12. They're the better blacks. That's on the far northwest side of Nashville. And right in the North Nashville area, you have some better blacks that would be close to the hospitals. But most of them are out. They've moved out in their own subdivision.
Do the blacks have special shopping districts where they shop?
No, they, in North Nashville, they don't have too many big shopping centers. They have small shopping centers. But the blacks that do shopping, more shopping than the average black person, the ones that have the better jobs and the more financially able, they go out to the other shopping centers, other parts of town.
So they just go anywhere if they want to?
Yeah, just like white people. Yeah.
Are there any other special groups like that? Are there Jewish people living in one community or anything like that?
Well, it is, but I'm not too familiar exactly what parts they do live in.
Are there any nationality groups here, people from another country?
You have Greeks that's been here for years.
Oh. Where do they live?
They used to primarily live in East Nashville, but now they've got old, and I think they just live practically anywhere. In other words, they mingle right in with the white people.
Well, where do the rich people live in Nashville, the really rich?
Everybody would think that the really rich people live out in Belle Meade, but the only thing I can say, they're just the bigger houses. I don't know whether they're the richest or not. Some of them are, some of them are not. But that's where they would live.
That's the most exclusive part?
Right, yeah. It's the old part of Davidson County.
Well, what are some just middle-class neighborhoods in Nashville?
Well, we have them all over, north, south, east, and west.
Do they have names in
them? Yeah, the subdivisions have names, which I'm not familiar with all of them because they're popping up every day.
What about really lower class, where really poor people